Today is the 10th day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Israel edition for the next little bit now that we are here in the land. So greetings from Ashdod in Israel on the Mediterranean coast. Ashdod is a very ancient city that is found in the Bible. It was one of the five Philistine kingdoms, one of the five main cities in the Philistine world. And obviously the Philistines, we haven't quite got to their story yet, but they are the nemesis of the Israelites once they do come into the promised land. And so here we are, just trying to get acclimated. Tonight, everybody's kind of coming in. Oh, getting grouped together throughout the day and tonight. Well, we get our first dinner together. Our welcome dinner, which is usually a blurry-eyed kind of, adrenaline-filled, we're here, this is happening, oh my gosh, and this jet lag that's like, where exactly are we? How is this? I can't hardly think straight, but it's great fun. And it's great fun to see everybody's face. So we'll look forward to that tonight. That's then. This is now. Grateful to be here with you today now to take the next step forward on our adventure through the scriptures. Right now, we're in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament and the giving of the law. Exodus chapter 30, verse 11 through 31, verse 18 today. The Lord said to Moses, "Find out how many grown men there are in Israel and require each of them to pay me to keep him safe from danger while you are counting them. Each man over 19, whether rich or poor, must pay me the same amount of money, weighed according to the official standards. This money is to be used for the upkeep of the sacred tent, and because of it, I will never forget my people." The Lord said to Moses, "Make a large bronze bowl and a bronze stand for it. Then put them between the altar for sacrifice and the sacred tent, so the priests can wash their hands and feet before entering the tent or offering a sacrifice on the altar. Each priest in every generation must wash himself in this way, or else he will die right there." The Lord said to Moses, "Mix 4 liters of olive oil with the following costly spices: 6 kilograms of myrrh, 3 kilograms of cinnamon, 3 kilograms of cane, and 6 kilograms of cassia. Measure these according to the official standards, then use this sacred mixture for dedicating the tent and chest, the table with its equipment, the lampstand with its equipment, the incense altar with all its utensils, the altar for sacrifices, and the large bowl with its stand. By dedicating them in this way, you will make them so holy that anyone who even touches them will become holy. When you ordain Aaron and his sons as my priests, sprinkle them with some of this oil and say to the people of Israel, 'This oil must always be used in the ordination service of a priest. It is holy because it is dedicated to the Lord. So treat it as holy. Don't ever use it for everyday purposes or mix any for yourselves. If you do, you will no longer belong to the Lord's people. Mix equal amounts of the costly spices, stacht, anika, galbanum, and pure frankincense. Then add salt to make the mixture pure and holy. Pound some of it into powder and sprinkle it in front of the sacred chest where I meet with you. Be sure to treat this incense as something very holy. It is truly holy because it is dedicated to me. So don't ever make any for yourselves. If you ever make any of it to use as perfume, you will no longer belong to my people. The Lord said to Moses, I have chosen Bezalel from the Judah tribe to make the sacred tent and its furnishings. Not only have I filled him with my spirit, but I have given him wisdom and made him a skilled craftsman who can create objects of art with gold, silver, bronze, precious stones, and wood. I have appointed Aholiab from the tribe of Dan to work with him, and I have also given skills to those who will help them make everything exactly as I have commanded you. The sacred tent with its furnishings, the sacred chest with its place of mercy, the table with all that is on it, the lamp with its equipment, the incense altar, the altar for sacrifices with its equipment, the bronze bowl with its stand, the beautiful priestly clothes for Aaron and his sons, the oil for dedication and ordination services, and the sweet-smelling incense for the holy place. Moses told the Israelites that the Lord had said, The Sabbath belongs to me. Now I command you and your descendants to always obey the laws of the Sabbath. By doing this, you will know that I have chosen you as my own. Keep the Sabbath day holy. You have 6 days to do your work, but the Sabbath is mine, and it must remain a day of rest. If you work on the Sabbath, you will no longer be part of my people, and you will be put to death. Every generation of Israelites must respect the Sabbath. This day will always serve as a reminder, both to me and to the Israelites, that I made the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day, I rested and relaxed. When God had finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the 2 flat stones on which he had written all his laws with his own hand. Matthew 26, 47 through 68. Jesus was still speaking when Judas the betrayer came up. He was one of the 12 disciples, and a large mob armed with swords and clubs was with him. They had been sent by the chief priests and the nation's leaders. Judas had told them ahead of time, Arrest the man I greet with a kiss. Judas walked right up to Jesus and said, Hello, teacher. And Judas kissed him. Jesus replied, My friend, do what you came for. The men grabbed Jesus and arrested him. One of Jesus' followers pulled out a sword. He struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus told him, Put your sword away. Anyone who lives by fighting will die by fighting. Don't you know that I could ask my Father, and he would at once send me more than 12 armies of angels? But then how could the words of the scriptures come true, which say this must happen? Jesus said to the mob, Why do you come with swords and clubs to arrest me like a criminal? Day after day I sat and taught in the temple, and you didn't arrest me. But all this happened so that what the prophets wrote would come true. All Jesus' disciples left him and ran away. After Jesus had been arrested, he was led off to the house of Caiaphas the high priest. The nation's leaders and the teachers of the law of Moses were meeting there. But Peter followed along at a distance and came to the courtyard of the high priest's palace. He went in and sat down with the guards to see what was going to happen. The chief priests and the whole council wanted to put Jesus to death. So they tried to find some people who would tell lies about him in court. But they could not find any, even though many did come and tell lies. At last, 2 men came forward and said, This man claimed he could tear down God's temple and build it again in 3 days. The high priest stood up and asked Jesus, Why don't you say something in your own defense? Don't you hear the charges they are making against you?" But Jesus did not answer. So the high priest said, "With the living God looking on, you must tell the truth. Are you the Messiah, the Son of God?" "That is what you say," Jesus answered. "But I tell all of you, soon you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right side of God all-powerful and coming on the clouds of heaven." The high priest then tore his robe and said, "This man claims to be God. We don't need any more witnesses. You have heard what he said. What do you think?" They answered, "He is guilty and deserves to die." Then they spit in his face and hit him with their fists. Others slapped him and said, "You think you are the Messiah? So tell us who hits you." Psalm 32. A special psalm by David. The joy of forgiveness. Our Lord, you bless everyone whose sins you forgive and wipe away. You bless them by saying, "You told me your sins without trying to hide them, and now I forgive you." Before I confessed my sins, my bones felt limp, and I groaned all day long. Night and day your hand weighed heavily on me, and my strength was gone, as in the summer heat. So I confessed my sins and told them all to you. I said, "I'll tell the Lord each one of my sins." Then you forgave me and took away my guilt. We worship you, Lord, and we should always pray whenever we find out that we have sinned. Then we won't be swept away by a raging flood. You are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble, and you put songs in my heart because you have saved me. You said to me, "I will point out the road that you should follow. I will be your teacher and watch over you. Don't be stupid, like horses and mules that must be led with ropes to make them obey. All kinds of troubles will strike the wicked, but your kindness shields those who trust you, Lord. And so your good people should celebrate and shout." Proverbs 8:27-32. "I was there when the Lord put the heavens in place and stretched the sky over the surface of the sea. I was with him when he placed the clouds in the sky and created the springs that fill the ocean. I was there when he set boundaries for the sea to make it obey him, and when he laid foundations to support the earth. I was right beside the Lord, helping him plan and build. I made him happy each day, and I was happy at his side. I was pleased with his world and pleased with its people." Pay attention, my children. Follow my advice, and you will be happy. Okay, so we are continuing in the book of Exodus at this point to receive the law. What will be put into place as the code of ethics, the rules, the regulations, the holidays, the rituals, the requirements for the society? We learned God's way of funding the tabernacle. We learned plans for the tabernacle's wash basin and the very exclusive recipes for the anointing oil and the incense that were to be used in worship. We learned of a craftsman, actually a couple of them, Bezalel and Aholiab. These were master craftsmen appointed to create the items God had instructed that they be made. And finally, God institutes a solemn observation that truly governs the Hebrew people. And that is the observation of the Sabbath day. And he explained all that that represented, giving them rest, giving them Sabbath, rest, regrouping, and reconnecting. And in Matthew's gospel, and now we're in it. So in Matthew's gospel, betrayal. Judas betrays Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and we know this, but betrayal with a kiss. There, I mean, what is more painful than that? And Jesus was accused before Caiaphas, the high priest, in Caiaphas's priestly quarters. Those exist up until today. They are kind of underneath. I mean, here in Israel, a lot of things have been built up over thousands of years to be protected. And so churches are kind of on top of a lot of different ruins. And the ruins are down below, like especially in Jerusalem. And so there's this church called St. Peter in Gallicantu, which is the rooster crows. With his courtyard, there's some steps there that are always... I mean, that place just really moves me. Some ancient steps from the first century that come up from the Kidron Valley, that is how Jesus would have been brought from the Garden of Gethsemane. And he is tried. And we'll see this place, actually, before we leave here. He's tried, accused, and found guilty, actually, of blasphemy. Because he's elevating himself to the position of God. And they don't believe that's who he is. And that's blasphemy worthy of death. And so he's sentenced. The Jewish leaders can't actually just drag Jesus out and kill him. They don't have that kind of right in the Roman Empire. They're going to have to go through the judicial system of the Romans to try to convince the Roman authorities that capital punishment is an order and a brutal public execution is an order for this Jesus. And we will watch how that unfolds as we continue forward. And then in Proverbs, we are listening directly to the voice of wisdom speaking. And so we're hearing a voice that claims to be more ancient than all of humanity. And she defends herself and beckons us. The voice of wisdom says, I was there when God established the heavens, when he drew the horizon on the oceans. I was there when he set the clouds above, when he established springs deep in the earth. I was there when he set the limits of the seas so they couldn't spread beyond the boundaries he made for them. I was there when he marked off the earth's foundations. I was at his side as this was architected. I was his delight, and I delighted in his presence, and I was happy with the world he made, and I rejoiced with humanity that he had created. And so I was there, children, from the beginning. So listen to me. For everyone who follows my ways finds joy. Not gonna get far in life without allowing wisdom to be a category in our lives. And wisdom's dear friend, common sense. We're not gonna get far. Both of these are gifts of God that God himself uses. So often we find ourselves doing anything but listening, though. or even slowing down. We just blaze ahead on instinct and not seek the voice of wisdom. And how is that working? Like, you know, we skate by sometimes, but man, it is not a recipe for constant safety, repair, or success. It is a recipe for ultimate doom. Wisdom is available, though. Wisdom says she's calling from every crossroads, from everywhere. But we're often either just not paying attention, or we don't want it. Like, we're ignoring it because we want to do something and see if we can get away with it. It's going to make us feel good in the moment, even though, man, it's going to destroy everyone around us. If wisdom is a companion of God, and this companion is offered to us, like, it seems like it'd be worth the time to consider the ways that we ignore wisdom, because it truly is at our own peril. Wisdom will do nothing but guide us in the right way and lead us deeper into our intimacy with God. It's just going to require that it becomes an important category as we make our choices, that we slow down and consider what wisdom would say. So, Father, we invite you into that. That is so key, so important to life itself, that if we would make this the habit of our lives, that we would slow down and consider wisdom before we choose anything, we will have saved ourselves so much trouble and given ourselves so much life back. And so, Holy Spirit, come. Bring the voice of truth, the spirit of wisdom, into our lives, that we may live honorably before you, fearing you, and seeking wisdom in all things, at all times, and in all places. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. This is where to find out what's going on around here. And you'll want to stay connected now that we are here in the land of the Bible. So be sure to go to the community section. All the different links to all the different social media platforms are there. Everything from Facebook to Instagram to X to TikTok to YouTube and so on and so forth can be found there. And we will for sure be posting from here as we go along every single day. And so Jill and I will come and do whatever this is. We'll be talking every day here at the end of Chronological and Daily Audio Bible about what we're experiencing, but we will also be posting. So every day there'll be kind of like a video post to see what we're talking about, so you can kind of be very, very connected. And then a few days hence, once we get up to the Galilee, we'll be doing a live broadcast from there, and looking forward to that tremendously. So welcome to the land of the Bible. Thank you for your prayers. Tonight is welcome dinner. It's like, this is where it all begins, and tomorrow morning off we go into the great frontier. So thank you for your prayers. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you deeply. All gratitude. There is no Daily Audio Bible. There is no safe oasis. There is no global campfire if we are not here together. So thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 3-7-1-7-4. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today, other than to try to get some sleep. Get some sleep, everybody. I know you're suffering from jet lag, even if you came in the suitcase. I know it's a thing. But we got a big night tonight and a big day tomorrow. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you, and I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, DAB family. It is Dr. John from Jordan, New York, and I have a prayer request for provision for my office. Sparks from Canada, I want to thank you so much for praying over our offices, but this is financially a very difficult time of year for us, and it is getting very, very tight. I didn't know until the last deposit, which was about half of what we really needed, that we'll make payroll this week, but in 2 weeks I might have trouble making payroll. And with other bills coming in, you know, I need financial provision. So if you would please pray for my office to have financial provisions and breakthroughs, and give me wisdom about an opportunity with staying with an accountability organization that we've been with now for quite a few years. So appreciate your prayers, family. Love you. Dr. John from Jordan signing off. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dabbers. It's Fearfully and Wonderfully Made in Winchester, Virginia. And I just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody that's called in prayer and lifted my son Nicholas and myself up in prayer. You are such a blessing to me, and I just can't tell you how much from the bottom of my heart that I appreciate each and every one of you. Your prayers were felt. And I was sitting here thinking today, I just praise God in the midst of this storm. Not only is my son battling schizoaffective disorder, but my grandson was rushed to the hospital for an emergency appendectomy in the midst of all this. My beautiful niece was rushed to the hospital via ambulance for diabetic ketoacidosis and spent a few days in the ICU unit. But in the midst of this, God has showed me his mercy and grace. We're all waking up every morning. We're breathing. My niece is on her way to recovery. My grandson is recovering. And my son, although he has a long road, I know with your prayers that God will put his healing hand on him and send the right people to witness to him. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Daniel the Wholehearted calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Just want to lift up some of the men in our community. God, I want to pray for people on the water. Lord, just thank you for hearing his voice, hearing him call in. And I pray that you would be with him and be with his father. I pray that you would bless both of them. And Lord, I pray that, you know, wherever you have him right now in life, Lord, that you would just be giving him purpose and direction. Lord, thank you for bringing him back on here. God, I want to lift up Be Wise Guy. Lord, I pray that you would just empower him with the word that he has listened to now for 4 years, both in prison and out. Lord, that your spirit would be present inside of him. Lord, your word says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And Lord, he is a free man. And we pray for him to be able to just walk and live in victory. God, I pray for Sparky and just honor his authenticity and the cry of his heart to be a man who finds rest in you and finds peace and shalom in you and in nothing else. God, I pray that you would encourage Sparky's heart, Lord, that you would help him to be the professional man that he is, but also, Lord, that you would be his refuge, that you would be the one who he takes all of his stress and his troubles to, Lord. I pray that you would just lift him up, encourage his heart, and strengthen him. And God, I want to lift up my son-in-law, Hunter, who is going through Ranger School. Lord, I pray, Jesus and Holy Spirit, would you encounter Hunter while he is in Ranger School, Lord? If it's your will, help him be successful. God, all of this we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, family. This is Mark from NC, praying for Sparky and Jamie from Denver. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne of grace boldly on behalf of Sparky and Jamie, that they both may obtain mercy and find favor in their time of need. Lord, you know Sparky's heart. He's struggling with, you know, he's going through right season of escapism through drinking. Father, remind him of your promise that when he casts all of his cares and burdens upon you, that you will give him rest. God, it is only in you that he can find that true shalom, not just solely the peace, but the wholeness that you provide and that you bring. Lord, I pray that you would help him overcome every obstacle that is a lot that is forcing him to go and drink. God, the same grace that you extended to me, Lord, when I was going through my escapism from drugs, I pray, Father, that you would extend it to him as well, and that he may find favor, and that he may find deliverance, and that, God, he may truly experience that shalom that you provide. Lord, Jamie, I pray that you will wrap your arms around her, Lord, in the season of grieving, the loss of her husband. Lord, I pray that, God, that your word will be an anchor for her. I pray that in the stillness and the quietness, God, that she will find strength in you. She will find strength in your word. That, God, you will be with her in times where she don't want to read her word or whatever, God, that she would find strength in you, God. And I pray, Lord, that you will build a community around her as well. That community will be there to encourage her, to lift her up in prayer, to worship her, God. And I pray that she continues to grow in your word, God, understanding to give her the wisdom. And Lord, I just pray that you will surround her with your love. In your precious name we pray, Jesus.
Hello, this is DR in Florida. I'm calling in to say thank you, Brian and Jill, and all of the DAB ministry team for choosing again to be faithful and serving others. Also, thank you, Asia, from the City of Angels, for your inspiring prayers. They remind me to come into his presence with thanksgiving and praise. Praise God, everybody. Applaud God, all people. His love has taken over our lives. God's faithful ways are eternal. Hallelujah. I'd like to pray for Kendra, who has some type of disease that could affect her kidneys. And I ask you, Lord, to heal her body and that she would not get kidney stones or that the stones would be easy to pass without notice. Also, I ask you, Lord, that you would heal Ashley. And we invite you, Lord, into her surgery and all the details, and it would go well with her. And full recovery, we pray. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Valerie calling from South Carolina. And I want to pray for our men. Heavenly Father, I want to lift up the men in our community who are feeling weak and vulnerable, trusting in him, Sparky, and Micah. Father, would you reach out to them and give them what they need? We know that when we admit our weakness and our vulnerability, that allows you to show us your strength. And especially for men, that we appreciate the men in our lives so much. They are the priests and the coverings of our homes, our churches, our communities, and men carry so much. Father, please give these men a special blessing. Help them, guide them. I also want to pray for the other men who are consistently here and praying and leading. Brian, Jamie, Cowboy, Bart, Blind Tony. There are many others that I can't think of the names right now because I'm new. But for all of them, Father, please give them a blessing. Fortify them. Help them. Be with them. Help them as they are a covering to all of us and protect us against attacks. I thank you for them and for the men, the strong men that they are. In Jesus' name.